Mark chapter 4. Look with me in Mark chapter 4. Bible said in verse 35, the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass and over unto the other side. When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto him, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Praise God. Lord, try it. God to help me tonight on preaching a little bit on Jesus cares about your storm.
Yeah.
He does. Looks like to me he's real tired here. You know, he still was a God-man. He was man. Looks like he's tired here. I take the picture that he's seated in the ship. He just, the Bible said, thank God he entered into a ship, sat in the sea, and preached and taught. And now he's telling them, let's go to the other side. It looks like to me that he's in the ship. He didn't look to them and said, boys, get prepared to go to the other side. He didn't tell them to go back and get no kind of tackling or anything of preparation to make the journey. He just said, let's get in the ship. I tell you, I thought about this. I'd rather be in the boat with him, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Thank God that on the shore, that's right. A lot of people don't want to get in the boat. They don't know what's going to behold. Thank God the journey, but I'm glad he's with me and I just go with him. Amen. A lot of times we won't see how it's going to turn out. It don't work like that. Thank God getting the ship. He's the captain and sail with him. Amen. Now look at this thing tonight. There's a few things I want to touch on. I want to say, first of all, if you look here, the Bible says a great storm. The word storm there means it was just a whirlwind, a strong tempest. It's like the winds that made these screaming noises that used to actually pick a ship up in the midst of the sea right there, would turn it around, that kind of storm it was these men were in with the Lord. And the Bible said the waves beat into the ship. The force of that water, the force of that storm was putting the water into the boat that says it was now full. That's what it says. Then the Bible said that he was in the hinder part. The hinder part means that he was at the stern of the ship. That's what the word hinder means. He was at the stern of the ship. Where the ship, you know, the stern, praise God's word, it's directed and managed from. He was in charge. That pillow, thank God, was that cushion that his head lay on. Near the stern of the ship. And then that ship, thank God, had the right captain. Amen.
Yeah.
And we find here that he was asleep on a pillow. It shows that he was man.
Yeah.
He was weary. He wouldn't have been asleep. I believe it was McLaren said Jesus was exhausted and tired. And he was asleep on a pillow. And as this great storm was around them, they got to the place that they feared for their own life. It said one place in the book of Luke that their life was in jeopardy. That they was at the point that they thought that they was going to, my friend, lose their own life in this great storm. And they arise and go to Jesus who's asleep. And they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish?
I want to tell you tonight, He cares. Thank God He knows where you at tonight. Amen. Then He said this. It said this. And He wrote and rebuked the wind. That word rebuke there means He charged or commanded. He commanded the wind. And said unto the sea, peace, be still. You know what that word peace meant? It right there. I like this here. If you look at the word peace there, it means to be silent or muted. You know, you got that mute button. Thank God He muted the sea, brother. That's what He done. He said, peace, be still. That word still there just actually meant this, that when Christ came out and His word muzzled, it muzzled the sea. Thank God, it's like the sea's beating and fighting against that boat. All of a sudden, it's muzzled by the voice of Christ. Amen. That's the voice of Christ muzzled it. Amen. Thank God. And the Bible says, I like this here. It says, and the wind ceased. You know what that word means there? It means it sank to rest. Amen. It just ceased. What no more. Thank God. It just ceased. It quit. It stopped. The wind ceased and there was a great calm. Word calm there means it's tranquility. Peace. Amen.
Amen.
I want to give you three things about this. This is amazing tonight. I don't know. You know, I asked God on the way to the house of God, is this message for this church tonight? I walked into the jail a while ago, just going up there to see a few fellows and just wanted to give out a Bible. Walked up there where Josh was and men sitting around the table. One fellow there, it's about six or seven of them, he said, are you going to preach? Well, I had no intention of preaching. I didn't go to preach. I just went to talk to him, talk to a few of them. I said, well, I can. I said, I'll give you a sermonette. And that guy said to the Christianette, I said, yeah, that's right. I said, turn to Mark 4. It's just the sovereign God of heaven's hand. And I got to reading this text here. And I look over and Josh and some of the other fellows begin to smile while I'm reading this text. And I'm thinking in my mind, why is these guys smiling? I mean, I'm just reading the Bible. And I finally, when I got near the last verse, looked up and said, what y'all smiling about? And they said, we had Bible study in here last night. It's the same text. I wasn't intending. I'm just saying God says, you go up there and you go talk to them and I'll be on the other end. When you get there, you'll preach what I tell you. But you don't know what they talked about last night. You don't know what I done last night. It's amazing to me if we'll just obey God and listen to Him, what He'll do.
Amen.
But I'm going to give you three things about this tonight. Number one, Jesus recognized their storm. Or the storm. I guess this is the greatest point, and it's the simplest point of this message. And this ought to cause you to have comfort and peace in your heart tonight. This is the thought. Jesus Christ knew about the storm before it ever got there. Every storm you go through in life, thank God, He knew about it before it ever hit you. Before it ever got to you, He knew about it. Amen. He knew about the storm. He knew when He got that ship what's going to happen. He knows what's going to happen. He knew about it, thank God, before it happened. And I'm going to tell you what, everything you go through, every trial you go through, every storm you go through, I want to tell you one thing tonight. He knows about it. Thank God, a long time before it happens. He knew about it. He known about the storm. And you can rest in that. Thank God when you go through a storm, He knew about it before it ever came. Amen. That's right. He knows about it tonight. He knew it beforehand. He recognized the fact. Thank God He knew beforehand. He knew before that phone call you got.
Oh, yeah.
He knew. I've had some of them. I've had some phone calls. Actually changed my life somewhat. Bad news on the other end. Something unexpected and something that just shocked me and surprised me. But you know what? It never did him. He knew it before I ever got it. You know, he knew everything you'd go through before you went through it. I'm just saying tonight, before these men, thank God, took off and they pushed offshore, he knew what they was going to face. He knew, thank God, what they was going to go through. Even though they didn't know it, he knew it. He recognized, thank God, the storm, and he knew that they was going to go through it. And he knows everything you're going to face. Amen. I'll say this tonight, not only recognize the storm, but Jesus rested in the storm. He rested. He was asleep while the storm was going on. He rested in the storm. Can I tell you tonight, he wasn't worried about it. He's not worried about it. He cares about you in your storm, but I'll tell you what, he's not worried about it. And it never did surprise him when they woke him up. It didn't surprise him there was a storm going on. He was just resting in it. His head was on the pillow at the stern of the ship, managing and controlling. Thank God, everything. I'm just saying this. Hey. He wasn't worried a bit. He wasn't surprised a bit. And I can tell you this too. He wasn't wondering, hey, what he had to do to stop it. Amen. That's right. Do you know what? Some of y'all act like God don't know what to do. My goodness. He spake and it was done. He commanded, stood fast. While God by His own word spake this world into existence, do you not think God by His word can take care of your need? That's right. Thank God you can rest in His will tonight, knowing He's in charge, knowing He's going to take care of everything, and you can rest tonight in Him. It's sad, the Hebrew writer said that they never, some of them, entered into His rest. But there's a rest for the people of God. There's comfort for the people of God. There's promises for the people of God. Thank God there's trust for the people of God. There's faith for the people of God. That we can rest in Him tonight. Amen. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. I don't have to bite his fingernails, even though he does sometimes. Hey, you don't have to do that. You can rest in God. You can rest in Christ, knowing He's in the storm. He's going to go through it with you. But He's resting in it. He's not worried about it. He's not fretting about it. Hey, God, He knows what to do in it. If you just get a hold of this, He knew you was going to go through it, and He knows what to do when you're in it. Amen. That's right. And then I'll say this, not that He rested in the storm, He rebuked the storm. In other words, He stopped it. And there, it was immediate calm. I wish you could get the picture of that thing, of how the storm was so great that men's lives were in jeopardy. And just by His powerful word, now it's just like the calmest sea that they had ever seen. Amen. That's right. Just a great calm. That's right. You know what you need tonight? You need some calmness in your heart. Yeah, that's right. You got some storms in your personal life, and you go through some things in your personal life. I tell you what, He can calm your heart tonight. And no, thank God, you can rest in Christ. You can rest in His Word. You can rest in His presence. You can rest, thank God, tonight in Him. And He said, peace be still. And there was a great calm. Amen. I'll tell you this, in this life you have a lot of troubles. Go through a lot of hard times. And Solomon said, writing to the Ecclesiastes writer, Solomon said, he said there'd be more dark days than days of light. That's more dark. I believe he knew a little something. He said, Job said, man that's born of one is a few days and full of trouble. Peter said, count it all joy when you enter divers temptations and trials. Knowing the trying of your faith work of patience. Patience experience, according to the Paul's what he said. What's the first thing we do when we get in the storm is? We fret, we worry, and we wonder what we're going to do to get out of this. Every one of us has been through some storms. Every one of us has been through hard times in life. If you got any age on you and you save, you're going to face trials.
Yes.
Hardships. The winds and the waves of this world beating in your personal boat. I want to say this tonight. When Jesus spake, the water was calm. The water was calm. Them things that were against them became calm or controlled. That He can control what's against you. He can control what's, my friend, forcing itself upon you, that you actually think that this could take me out. This could be the last straw. This could be the last battle. This could be the last thing that breaks my back and takes me to the graveyard. That's what they thought. I'll tell you this tonight, friend. Ain't got there be times in your life that you think this could be it. This could be the last thing. And the water has beaten in your ship. Amen. That's right. But He calmed the water. He calmed the sea. That which is against you, He can control. Amen. Then I'll say this. Not only was the water calm, but the wind was. He caused the wind to cease. There's contrary winds that blow against us. The world's a contrary wind. I got a paper here on how that now they got a group of people, I think it's up in Pennsylvania somewhere, and they're saying that evangelical Christianity is the number one threat to America. That's what they say. That's that wind. That's that contrary wind blowing against the gospel and blowing against the ship of the local church. And I'm telling you what, that's just the start, friend. It's going to keep getting stronger against the ship. Thank God, I believe I'll stay at the ship. Amen. Paul said, you better stay with the ship. He said, except you bind the ship, you cannot be saved. I just believe I'll stay at the ship. But the wind's going to blow against the ship. And that's just one wind. That's blowing against the ship. Amen. There'll be all kind of things that blow against our ship. The world, systems, everything's anti-God in this world. I'm talking about in the world now. The systems of this world. This is one of the most God-hating ages that I've ever seen. I've never seen the day where everybody's got to be politically correct.
You're right.
And you can't say nothing about God. You can't say nothing about the Bible. Or you know what they'll do, don't you? They'll my friend, have you arrested in some places. This America still got some liberties. There are some countries that they got to go underground. They got to meet in houses somewhere. I told you about that one in China where they used to take a page of the Bible and they'd bury it underground. And they'd make a plan to come back to that place and dig it up and read it. And if they caught them reading it, that was jail. It was prison. Hey man, they hate God. America's coming to that. It's coming right now, friend. This nation's coming down. The winds of persecution, the winds of adversaries going against our land and the local church. I'm just saying, thank God, I believe I'll stay with Jesus. I'd rather be in the boat with Him. Thank God, go all the way with Him. I'd rather do that and get out and be on the shores of this world and the devil. Amen. That's right. He knows how to calm the winds. You think any of them martyrs ever regretted one minute?
Not one.
You think Stephen, when he was being stoned, ever thought in his mind, I should have never stood for Jesus? Not one. He counted it, thank God, joy. He counted it a privilege. He counted it an honor just to stand and face what he faced as a martyr. Thank God. A man of God. For the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That day they stoned him, the wind was calmed. But when he looked to heaven, he looked and saw Jesus standing his right hand. And in that boat that night, the wind was calm, the water was calm, and the worried was calm. Asked Breton, I'm going to say this. Jesus approached them after that great calm coming. He said, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Not a little, no faith. Why can't we believe God? Why can't we sit and say the Master's back here on the pillow that's looking bad? Our lives might go under. Huh? It looks like that. Huh? But I've got to believe the Master. Huh? I've got to believe the Savior. Huh? I've seen Him do great things. Huh? I'm under His control. Huh? I'm comfortable. Huh? In my own heart, He'll take care of the storm. Anywhere there's worry, there's no faith. You can't have worry and faith. You can't have fret and faith. You either going to have faith or fear. That's right. The church today has seen the hand of God work and move, and we read it, and faith comes by hearing the Word of God. But a lot of times we, my friend, live a life of fear instead of a life of faith. It's hard sometimes if you to submit to what this book says.
Right.
Submit to the Master of the sea. You know what you got to get to? You got to get to willing. What if them boys would have said, listen, we've been on this sea and we ain't never seen nothing like this and our lives are near. But what if they'd have said, whatever, if we go down, thank God we'll go down loving Jesus. Why didn't they just say, whatever the will of God is? Peter, if it's my time, then we going down with it. He told us to get in the ship, let's go to the other side. I still believe we're going to the other side. Amen. I like Abraham's faith, don't you?
Yeah.
It said over there, he said he believed, thank God, if he had offered up Abel, thank God, Isaac. He said if he had offered up Isaac, he said God would raise him up because he believed the word God has spake. It was a word of faith. I tell you what, friend, thank God, Jesus said, let's go to the other side. Why didn't they believe they was going to get there? They thought they was going to die. They had a bunch of fear. But when he came to see, thank God there wasn't no more worry. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Some, you know what some of you do? Oh, I hope I make it, buddy. You already made it if you're saved.
Yeah.
I ain't hoping I make it. I'm already there now as a God.
Yeah.
It's not left up to me. I wouldn't make it if it was.
Amen. Right. Amen, brother.
Amen. It's up to Christ. He said, let us go to the other side. He told them to go to the other side. They're going to the Gadarenes. There's a man over there got a bunch of devils. Amen. It needs to be saved. And we go to the other side. Hey God, he said, let us go to the other side. He already told them to go to the other side. What you fretting for? What you worrying about? I tell you why, you don't have the faith you ought to have. But when he came to see, there wasn't one worry. Then they looked at one another and said, what manner of man is this? Never seen a man like this. Even the centurion said, never a man spake like this man. I never have seen one speak like this man. Even the scribe saw he spoke with authority. Even his own enemy seen that he was, thank God, here with authority. That his voice was the voice of authority. That even the winds and the waves obey him. And when he speaks, thank God, he said, peace be still. I tell you what, it calmed down then, great calm.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Jesus cares in your storm.
He sure does.
Right. No, he recognizes your storm and he rested in your storm. And he thank God, rebuked the storm.
Right.
He knows what to do. Now I'll tell you what the storm will do. It'll teach you some lessons. But wonder why we so soon to forget the lessons that we learned. I can go back to my life. I'm not going to take them and go through all the storms I've been through in this life. I can go to some of the major ones. And when they hit, I'll be honest with you, I was in the same shape these fellas were. I had the promises of the Word of God. Somebody said, believe the God of heaven, believe the book. When you're facing some of the storms of life, sometimes it's hard to have faith. And I don't say that in the wrong way. God said have faith. It's not that I disbelieve God or God can't do it. I just want to do it. I just want Him to do it now.
Amen.
Take care of it now, Lord. Take care of the storm I'm going through now, Lord. Help me get through it, Lord. Thank God, sometimes it's awful long. It seems long, and it really is here. It wasn't as long as they thought, but it was a pretty big storm. It said it's a great storm. He cares in your storm, I'll tell you that. And I'll just tell you this again. He knows your storm before you get in it.
Yeah.
He knows what to do in it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And some of the greatest Christians that ever lived were people that went through the storm. I'll tell you that songbook we sing out of. Them people wrote in the storm, brother. That songbook right there, them people, you know, some of them songs that they wrote about, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. I tell you what they knew about Tad. They knew, thank God, some went through the water and the floods, amen, and the trials of this life, and they knew all through the blood. They knew the only thing to get them home was the blood. That's the only thing to get a man home that got the blood. That they knew on the way, thank God, there'd be some hard times, but eventually, thank God, we all get there by the blood. Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
He cares in your storm. I don't know what storm you're going through tonight, but He does. He knows what to do in it. Sometimes it looks awful hard, and the wind's blowing hard, and the waters are beating in your personal ship, and about as much as you can take. Thank God He knows what to do in it. Let's stand tonight.